Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens. We are watching The Terror of the Autons. This is episode 2, which was on the week that I was born. Maybe even the day I was born. Hey, chickens, Terror of the Autons, the John Pertwee story. If you want to watch along, I think they're on the BritBox, which you can now get in Australia, which even has the Jodie Whittaker season 12, which is exciting. Anyway, we're up to episode 2. Last time, Joe was trying to open a box with a bomb in it, and the doctor was like, "No, stop her, it's a bomb!" And she punched Yates in the gut. There's not much of a recap in here. It's almost straight away bomb opening. The doctor grabs it and throws it out the window into a photograph of a river. apparently Unit HQ is on top of a river. All of the security services are on top of a river. That's where isn't it like Thames House and all that kind of thing? That's where MI5 is and MI6. They're all on the river. Anyway, it explodes in the river. We see it blowing up in the water. The doctor tells everyone that Joe's been hypnotized, and he tells Yates that the master can completely control the human mind. Some people can resist. And the doctor says Joe is conflicted and her mind has shut down because she's done something against her own, her own code kind of thing. Because, normally you shouldn't be able to do that when you're hypnotized, but the doctor's like, oh, no, not when the master's concerned. Meanwhile, the master and McDermott, oh, that's his name, the colleague, at the plastics factory, McDermott and the master are arguing about a lump of plastic, this black, kind of shiny, gooey lump, and the master demonstrates. He throws it on the floor and it inflates itself into a chair. Oh, an instant chair. McDermott says, oh, it feels cold and clammy. It's not good plastic. The master gives him an order to sit down with his master music. His hypnotizing music. And he says, oh, the chair's moving. And then it suffocates him. he kind of pulls it on top of himself. But no, we'll pretend that didn't happen. That was a special effect. The chair sucked him in. Farrell is quite nonplussed by this whole thing. He just buzzes Sylvia and is like, oh, can we check on McDermott's entitlements upon termination? It's like, mate, you are heartless. That was your dad's best friend. The master says, yes, this is effective, but there's too much plastic. You know, the human body has a basic weakness, and I'm going to eradicate humanity with just a small piece of plastic. Ooh. The doctor, meanwhile, tries to wake up Joe, and she says there was a voice telling her she had to open the bomb. Meanwhile, Farrell Sr. has turned up to the plastic factory and he said he's very sad about McDermott. Everyone knows he's carved it. Maybe it's days later. The master says, oh, he just sat in that chair and slipped away. Oh, this is callous. The master tries to hypnotize Ferrell Sr. and it doesn't take, and so he goes to hit him, but Ferrell Jr. stops him. The dad tells his son, like, you've got to get rid of the master and we're going to get this factory back to normal. You know, I might have retired, but I can come back. I'm still got all my senses, my faculties. The master goes out to Ferrell Sr.'s car and puts the heating on for some reason. The master gives Ferrell Sr. an example of his new line. It's an ugly dolly. And he's like, I don't want it. It's disgusting. So the master just throws it into the back of the car. Joe, not the doctor, apologizes for trying to kill everyone. And the brigadier enters and says, oh, Joe, you should be on leave. Oh, so maybe it's a couple of days later. Well, obviously, old mate's dead. Yates, meanwhile, says that they found the car. Where they found the car showed signs of a circus having been there. Joe has a weird hissy fit about not remembering anything and not being allowed to go to the circus. So we're going to go and find the circus. Meanwhile, Farrell, the senior, is quite sweaty from the heater being on. And the ugly doll in the back seat wakes up. And it's a man in a suit. Ferrell Sr. turns the heater off and opens the... Oh, my God, the little triangle window on the car. Do you remember those? Oh, my God, I'm old. They used to have, like, a little triangle window just at the edge of the main window. You just open it for a little bit of air. The master, meanwhile, tells Ferrell Jr. that the Autons will run the factory. They don't need employees anymore. And he's luring the doctor to the circus to kill him. Meanwhile, at the circus, they're torturing elephants for fun. It's terrible. The doctor arrives in Bessie. Joe pops up from the back of Bessie. Oh, she was told not to go to the circus because she was hypnotized and, you know, needed to have some time off. But no, she's snuck in. The doctor's asking the elephant man and a clown, not the elephant man from the movie The Elephant Man, the man in charge of the elephants, is asking the elephant man and a clown if they've seen Professor Phillips. Professor Phillips, I think, is the low-rent Michael Caine with the glasses. Farrell Sr. goes home and he shows the ugly dolly to his wife. She's like, oh, it's evil. I sense that it's evil. All right, mate. The doctor finds the master's TARDIS, horse box thingy, and there's a strong man and the circus boss, and they find the doctor and they drag him away. The doctor said he was listening at the horse box for certain vibrations. The doctor wants to know what the master is paying the circus bloke, and he offers him more money. Oh, okay. Joe rings the brigadier to tell him the doctor is being held hostage. Meanwhile, we see Professor Phillips, low-rent Michael Caine. He's going into the master's TARDIS. Mrs. Farrell wonders why the dolly has moved across the room, the ugly dolly. She's off to make coffee, and the creepy dolly gets up, runs across, and chokes Farrell Sr. No, choked by a dolly, an ugly dolly. Ugly dolly of death. The Mrs. Farrell comes in and sees he's died, and she screams. Meanwhile, UNIT arrive, and they're in a very tiny car. When all the soldiers get out of the tiny car, they're like clowns. Ironic that they're going to a circus. Joe is looking in the window of the place where the doctor's tied up. The circus boss goes away, and Joe sneaks in and bashes the strong man on the head with a vase or some other glass thing. And she releases the doctor. Meanwhile, Professor Phillips, the Michael Caine wannabe, is Skyping with the master. And they see Joe on the monitor. Phillips goes into the caravan where Joe and the doctor are, and he's got a grenade! The doctor tries to convince Phillips, low-rent Michael Caine, not to blow them up. So he has like a weird hypnotism moment where he's like, oh, all right. And so he runs out and just explodes on his own. Very strange. The doctor finds his key in his hand So he goes off to the Master's TARDIS with that key, and then he comes out with some kind of component. Meanwhile, there's the circus have formed a mob, and they're attacking the Doctor and Joe. There's a baseball bat involved. The Doctor gets hit with it. Then the police arrive. Oh, thank God. They take the Doctor and Joe. Meanwhile, the Brigadier, Mike Yates, and some other some other soldier who's not Sergeant Benton, chase after them in their tiny blue cars. I don't understand why they're in just like a little, it's like a little four-cylinder thing. I'm with the army, and I've got a very sensible vehicle because it's we're going through an energy crisis right now in the 70s. Anyway. the Doctor says to police, oh, look, it's good you turned up when you did. Then is it Sergeant Benton? Someone tells the Brigadier, that's not a police car. Benton's on the radio, I think. Joe wonders where the police are taking them. She's like, oh, where are, and the Doctor's like, oh, we're not in Tarminster. Where is Tarminster? Is that a made-up place? I don't know. So the Doctor, you know, just quite casually pulls the face off the policeman just because while he's driving the car. Ben reveals, oh my God, he's not a policeman. He's got no face. He's a plastic man. He's an Auton. Oh my God. All right, the terror of the Autons will continue in the next episode because we've got to the end of this one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.